We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Peculiar Caterpillar. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for wacky bedtimes and eccentric dreams. You can listen to a peculiar story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Harriet is a very odd caterpillar. She doesn't quite fit in with the others. Instead of lounging around all day on the big green leaf, Harriet likes to sneak out at night and go on nocturnal adventures. One night, she even meets a very special friend. Let's hear all about this peculiar caterpillar now. The Peculiar Caterpillar. There was once a colony of caterpillars who lived on a big green leaf. The caterpillars were so beautiful and colorful. They each had bright stripes and zazzy little polka dots. But there was one little caterpillar who was quite different from the others. Her name was Harriet.
Hi there!
Instead of having bright, colorful patterns on her caterpillar body, Harriet was very dull in color. She was dark brown and covered with spiky little hairs. The other caterpillars would giggle at Harriet.
Ha ha! Harriet, you're so funny looking! No colorful stripes or polka dots, just lots of crazy looking hairy spikes! What's up with that?
Ha ha, yeah! Why don't you run a comb through your unruly hair?
But I like my spiky hair. I think it looks really cool and edgy.
Well, you certainly have your own style, I guess.
Why, thank you.
Not only did Harriet look different, she had some rather peculiar habits. The other caterpillars liked to spend their days in the sun, munching away on leaves and flower blossoms. But not Harriet. She liked to sleep all day and then creep out at night to go exploring.
Gosh, aren't you afraid of the dark, Harriet?
Are you kidding? I love the nighttime. I can see the moon and the stars, and I get to listen to all the funky nighttime noises.
You're so weird, Harriet.
Why, thank you.
One night, while the other caterpillars were fast asleep, Harriet went out to do some creepy crawling around the big leaf. She heard her favorite nighttime noises and began to bounce around with excitement.
Hooray! I love this song!
But then she lost her balance.
Whoa!
And slipped and fell from the leaf. She dropped all the way down to the ground and got stuck upside down.
Oh dear, My spikes are stuck in the ground. I need to rock and roll to turn myself over.
At that very moment, an owl was flying around and spotted Harriet from the sky.
Ooh, that looks like a tasty treat.
The owl swooped down and was about to snatch the little caterpillar right as Harriet unstuck herself and turned right side up, showing her hairy spikes.
Ooh, yikes! Look at those spikes!
Hooted the owl.
Don't hurt me, please!
Giggled Harriet.
I always knew my spikes would come in handy.
Ooh, they are pretty cool!
Admired the owl.
I wish I had hairy spikes like yours. But guess what I do have?
The owl lifted its talon in the air.
Hoo-hoo, check out these pointy claws!
Whoa, radical! Those claws are clawsome!
Harriet laughed.
Hoo-hoo, well, your spikes are spiketacular!
The owl chuckled. Just then, the nighttime noises grew loud.
Hoo-hoo, I just love this song!
Me too! Isn't nighttime the best?
It sure is. Gosh, you're a really neat little caterpillar. What's your name anyway?
My name is Harriet. What's yours?
My name is Hooty the Owl. It's a pleasure to meet you, hoo-hoo. Say, new friend, you want to go on a flying adventure? You can crawl up onto my back and we can soar around the whole forest.
Sure, that sounds like a hoot, Hooty.
Harriet crawled up onto Hootie's back, and the two flew up towards the sky. The moon was full and shined bright against the dark sky. Hootie howled at the moon.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Harriet laughed and did her best howl, too.
Hoo-hoo!
The owl swooped down and glided just above a crystal-clear lake.
Neato! I've never seen a lake before. Gosh, you're so lucky to have wings, Hooty.
Hoo-hoo, I sure am. With wings, you can fly anywhere. Hoo-hoo-hoo!
The two friends soared around, exploring the whole forest until dawn. Harriet was starting to feel sleepy.
Hey, Hooty, I'm getting a little tired. Do you think you can give me a lift back to my home on the big green leaf?
Ooh, sure thing. It's almost past my bedtime, too.
Hooty and Harriet flew over to the big green leaf. The other caterpillars were just waking up, and they were shocked to see Harriet and her new ginormous bird friend.
Huh? Hoo-hoo, what do you say we do this again, Harriet?
Sure thing, Hooty. I'll meet you again tonight. Same time, same place.
Sounds good. Have a good day's sleep, my little bug buddy. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Then Hooty the Owl flew away, leaving Harriet alone with the other bewildered caterpillars.
Who on earth was that, Harriet?
Why, that's my friend Hooty the Owl.
An owl? Why, caterpillars can't be friends with owls.
Why, sure they can. We have so much in common.
Golly, Harriet, you are just so strange.
Why, thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to bed.
Harriet crawled into bed and slept all day long. When the sun went down, she woke up from her slumber and crawled over to the edge of her leaf. She felt a funny string tickle her tummy and looked down.
Golly, what's this strange piece of fuzz?
She pulled on the string and felt that it was coming from her own body.
Neat! I can make my own silky thread.
Just then, Hooty the Owl flew over to see Harriet playing with her string.
Hoo-hoo! Hi, Harriet! Hey, what's that?
Why, it's my new silky thread. I made it myself.
Woo-hoo, very cool.
It sure is. Hey, I have an idea. Watch this, Hooty.
Harriet the caterpillar tied one end of the string to the leaf stem and securely tethered herself with the other. Then she leapt off the big green leaf.
Wahoo!
Yikes! Be careful, Harriet! Hoo-hoo!
Hootie dove down to catch her, but instead of falling to the ground, her silky string bounced Harriet back up in the air.
Look, Hootie, I can bungee jump!
That's amazing, Harriet! You're such a creative and daring caterpillar. Say, why don't you use your string to swing from tree to tree, and I will fly around you. Won't that be fun? Hoo-hoo!
Ha-ha, yeah! Let's go for it, Hootie!
The owl and the caterpillar spent the whole night swinging and soaring around the forest while the sounds of nighttime echoed all around them.
Hoo-hoo! This is so much fun!
Ha-ha! It really is!
I'm so happy to have a friend like you, Harriet.
Me too. You're a real hoot, Hootie.
Then the sun started to rise in the sky once again. Hootie gave Harriet a lift back to her home while the other caterpillars watched warily.
I told you Harriet is the most peculiar caterpillar I've ever seen.
Yeah, did you see she's making her own string now? She is such an odd insect.
Harriet ignored the other caterpillars and crawled into bed to go to sleep. That day, there was a chill in the air. So all of the other caterpillars formed hard, chrysalis shells around themselves. Harriet felt a cold gust of wind and woke up to see the other caterpillars all warm and snuggled up inside their chrysalis shells.
It's very cold today. It looks like the others decided to take shelter. I'm gonna make a nice warm cocoon out of my silk and snuggle up too.
Harriet wrapped herself around and around with the string and fell asleep inside of her silky, snuggly cocoon. Meanwhile, the sun went down in the sky and Hootie the Owl woke up from his hole in the tree.
Hoo-hoo, another beautiful night. I'm gonna go find my good buddy Harriet.
He flew over to his caterpillar friend's big green leaf and called to her.
Hoo-hoo, hey, Harriet, wanna come out and play?
But there was no answer. Hootie the Owl looked all around the leaf, but he couldn't find Harriet the caterpillar or any of the other caterpillars. Instead, he just saw some shiny green pods and a silky-looking bump on the leaf.
Ooh, weird. I wonder where Harriet could be.
Hootie flew all around the forest looking for his friend. He called to her.
Ooh, Harriet, where are you?
But she was nowhere to be found.
Oh no, maybe my friend has disappeared.
Hootie was feeling so sad as he flew all the way back to his treehouse alone. The next day, back on the big green leaf, Harriet woke up to the sound of a cracking noise outside of her cocoon.
Huh?
Ah, what's going on? Golly, I must have been here asleep inside my cocoon for days. I better go outside and inspect that strange noise.
Harriet emerged from her cocoon and was shocked to see all of the caterpillar chrysalises cracking open. But instead of seeing caterpillars crawling out of the shells, she saw big, colorful butterflies.
Whoa, look at us! We've turned into beautiful butterflies. We all have wings with stripe designs.
Whoa, look at Harriet. She looks different too.
Huh?
Harriet looked behind her and saw that she had a pair of wings too. But hers were different than the others. She had two big circles drawn on her wings.
Wow, these are so cool.
Just then, the sun went down, and Harriet's wings started to glow in the dark.
Why, Harriet isn't a butterfly after all. She's a moth.
I am? No wonder you are always so different from the rest of us, Harriet. You are a moth caterpillar all along. That's why you like the nighttime.
Yeah, and that's why your wings glow in the dark, too. How remarkable you are, Harriet.
Golly, thanks, everyone. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to try out my new wings. Hootie the Owl is gonna flip when he sees me like this.
Bye, Harriet.
Harriet flew over to her owl friend's hole in the tree and called to him.
Yoo-hoo!
Why, who's there?
Hootie peered out from the hole and saw what looked like two glowing owl eyes.
What?
He shook his head and looked again. They weren't real eyes, but a glowing design on a beautiful pair of wings.
It's me, your friend Harriet.
Oh, Harriet? I thought you were gone forever. Why, you've changed into a moth.
I sure did. I have a new pair of wings now, just like you.
How extraordinary. I'm so happy to see you, my friend.
Now, what do you say we go fly around the forest together?
And the two nocturnal friends did just that. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. Did you enjoy this oddball show? Then take it with you on the go. Download full episodes of Story Spectacular to your device so you can listen offline anytime, anywhere, even on one of your nighttime flying adventures. And be sure to share this wacky podcast with all of your peculiar friends so they can enjoy tuning in to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.